We see sort of different viewpoints, and our opinion of the characters changes, and also the story called Taxi, I found that as well. Your people are constantly surprising. Is that one of the things that you wanted to get across in your characterisation, that people aren't this thing or that thing, they shimmer and shift?
Yeah, I really did. I think that's what people are like. People are very inconsistent and quixotic, and you know, my own experience of the emotional world is that I'm constantly changing. The world is an uncertain and shifting place. And so a real pleasure for me in writing these stories was being able to embody that in the characters. And I think I felt that as I was living in a place where all familiar references had been taken from me, that experience of unfamiliarity, that experience of extreme and shifting emotion was heightened. So it became a palette, if you like, for me to experiment with expressing that kind of emotional experience with using the characters.
And it seems to me that the maxim about show, don't tell, is something you very much use. You don't do much telling at all. There's a lot that we have to infer, and there's a lot of sort of delicate emotional hints that we have to pick up, I guess. And some stories are quite open in their interpretation, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, how do you kind of take stuff out or think, no, I'm making it a bit easy for them there?
I profoundly agree with your view of the writing. It's very, very much pared back. And I have some kind of idea of myself as a window. So I want the people who read the work to look through me. And so I'm a window and they look through me and they see a vision. They can see what I see. So, you know, I don't really want to dictate it to them. And I also, you know, I sort of don't really feel I wrote it, in a sense. I feel as if it somehow it just came through me.